The idea has been around for decades, but Indonesia's government has now announced that it's going ahead with plans to relocate the nation's capital city. Overcrowded Jakarta is sinking, and the government says the new capital will not only be in a different province, it will be on an entirely different island, Borneo. So what exactly is involved in building a new national capital, and what lessons can be learned from history to ensure that it works? Gavin Coote takes a look.
It's crowded, polluted, and even sinking. Jakarta, home to 30 million people, is also expected to run out of water by 2040. As these challenges mount, Indonesia's President Joko Widodo urgently wants the nation's capital to be situated somewhere more stable.
We cannot continue the burden of Jakarta and the island of Java, which is getting heavier in terms of population density, severe traffic congestion, air pollution and water problems that we must immediately deal with.
After looking at potential locations, he's named an eastern section of the island of Kalimantan as the preferred site. It's 1,300 kilometres from Jakarta and is considered the least prone region to natural disasters. Environmentalists are worried building the new city would wipe out forests, which are the home of orangutans, sun bears and long-nosed monkeys. But the Indonesian government wants to begin construction in 2 years' time, adding it to a list of purpose-built capital cities around the world. They include Brasilia, which became Brazil's capital in 1960 due to overcrowding in Rio de Janeiro, and New Delhi, which replaced Calcutta as India's capital in 1912.
The history has shown it takes a long time for the new city really to gain momentum. It's very much a sort of slow burn in terms of developing a new city anywhere, let alone a capital.
Peter Phibbs is a geographer and planner with the University of Sydney and says allowing residents a smooth transition to a new capital city is always a challenge. He points to recent moves by the coalition to decentralise government offices from Canberra, itself a purpose-built capital city, to faraway regional centres like Armidale or Toowoomba.
Imagine if you're trying to relocate every agency out of Canberra into a new capital city.
And while Canberra is often called the bush capital, those living there have been accused by some, including Scott Morrison, of living in a bubble. Peter Phibbs says this is a phenomenon across the globe, and moving Indonesia's capital into a rural province on a totally different island could go either way.
I think the risk always is that those people are living in a different world.
There's been talk of a new Indonesian capital for decades, and now that it's moving ahead, some are struggling to imagine what this new city might look like. Amanda Akhmadi is a senior lecturer in architecture and design at the University of Melbourne and grew up in Jakarta. She says people in her home city are upbeat about Indonesia's future, but aren't all that inspired by talk of a new capital in East Kalimantan.
Coming back to Jakarta, you see the picture, this contrast between the dream and reality become more and more crystal clear. The contrast between, you know, what the nation and the state would like to promote and the constant struggle on the ground.
And while Jakarta continues to face a range of environmental and urban pressures, Amanda Rachmadi isn't expecting a mass exodus there and argues its residents are among the most resilient in the world.
Where else a population have to set aside at least 4 to 5 hours a day to commute to work? So people in Jakarta will somehow manage.
It's anticipated the first people will move to the new capital in 2024.
Gavin Coote reporting.